hollow or plateau is what we're above. 8 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if he ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys. Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Didn't mind, lose a little sleep.
minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. For misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sadness, Loki still a dinner. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker win a solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict Crosley.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
Hello and welcome into Momentum Bank Ballpark. The Frisco Rough Riders getting set to meet with the Midland Rockhounds for Game 4 of this six-game series. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you as the Rough Riders today look to break this three-game skid that they're on as they turn to the top pitching prospect in the Texas Rangers organization. It's Kamar Rocker who makes the start, his third at the AA level for the Rough Riders. Rocker has been as advertised as the number three prospect. He has been fantastic so far with the Rough Riders. In his first two starts, he's gone a total of 7 innings, surrendering just 2 hits total and 1 walk while striking out 8 batters. He's gone 3 innings with 4 punch-outs and 4 innings with 4 punch-outs in his 2 starts over the last couple weeks. He has just been fantastic and been so much fun to watch on the mound with his 4-pitch mix, a 2-seam and a 4-seam fastball, his curveball, which will throw in the mid to upper 80s, and then also that good changeup that he has making up his arsenal. And he faces a very good hitting Rockhounds team that is one of the best teams in a lot of offensive categories this year in the Texas League. They're also a very hot hitting team at this point. The Rockhounds beat the Riders last night 8-5, and they've taken the first 3 games of this series. So it's Kamar Rocker for the Rough Riders. On the other side, it's a newer Midland Rockhound. It's Mason Barnett who gets the start. The Kennesaw, Georgia native out of Auburn It was a Kansas City Royals prospect and a former third-round pick by them in 2022, and he came over to the A's organization in exchange for Lucas Erceg at the trade deadline this year. So he is a brand-new pitcher in this lineup and in this organization. He's making just his second start with the Midland Rockhounds this year, but he was pitching with Northwest Arkansas earlier this season, and so the Rough Riders saw him then, and it was a very dominant performance for him against the Riders. He allowed just one run over five innings, picking up the win back on July 13th, right before the All-Star break. So combined between his time with Northwest Arkansas and Midland, he's 6-6 with a 4.75 ERA, 20 appearances, 19 starts, and Barnett makes his third career start and second this season against the Frisco Rough Riders tonight. Well, the Rough Riders have been very impressed by Rocker so far, and so is the Texas Rangers organization. But we were also very impressed with him and his interview skills. We got a chance to sit down with him yesterday and just chat about how the season is going, a little bit about his past. We'll get you part two of that interview here as our pregame show rolls along. Rough Riders and Rockhounds, Kamar Rocker getting to make his third start with the Rough Riders. Coming up at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock, we'll have him join us next for the pregame show here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Midland as we're joined by Kamar Rocker here on the pregame show, Rough Riders pitcher. And now, growing up, you had a dad who was in football, and for you, you played football a little bit, but what really pushed baseball over the edge for you?
I love the idea of throwing a little white baseball and they have a round bat. I just thought that it was in my favor. I like throwing hard. I've always loved to throw things since I was younger. And I don't know, I looked up to a lot of baseball players when I was older. We had a lot of memorabilia around the house. I think I had Ken Griffey's helmet, and then I think Josh Hamilton was one of my favorite. Got to see the Texas Rangers play for the first time. So just seeing how baseball players move and act compared to football, baseball was an easy choice.
I saw an interview with your mom that said you were always throwing stuff growing up, and you said you like to throw stuff. Do you remember getting in trouble at all for throwing things when you were growing up?
I think it was as simple as when you run around as a kid and you got rivals in the neighborhood, and y'all started to have a little bit of rock wars, little acorn wars. And I was like, hey, you got to put that rock down, son. It's not safe anymore. So that was when I stopped.
You were a little too dangerous, throwing a little too hard there. Now, your dad obviously coming from a football background, competitively, what kind of influence did he have on you as a kid?
Work ethic all around, in just terms of waking up every day and doing something to progress your craft in a way. And just being tough. I mean, I've been through two injuries. I don't blink. I don't regret them. And I think as a tribute to him, just working every day, knowing he's going to go back to 100% here soon.
You were drafted by the Mets, didn't sign, ended up playing indie ball. I love talking to you about guys, indie ball's experience. Do you have an indie ball story?
I got too many stories from indie ball. That's the beautiful part. I was only there for a short amount of time, but I saw so much. My favorite was, I think we all seen Trevor Bauer throwing over the center field wall, but I seen a kid get pulled, and he chucked it over the home plate, whatever it's called, the concourse, honestly, and that made my day right there.
We're joined by Kamar Rocker here. Do you feel like you grew up at all playing indie ball, and you learned, playing with some of these guys who are maybe out of professional baseball?
100%. I think coming out of college and it being very regimented and structured, I had a chance to jump into a league that was like, hey, you show up, do your own thing. You're on the mound at this time for a hitter. You're in the box at this time. Do what you need to do. And for me, it was taking it all upon myself and developing a routine for myself. And I definitely grew up a little bit, also hanging out with a lot older guys as well.
You also mentioned watching Josh Hamilton when you were coming up. What did it mean to you to get picked by the Texas Rangers?
It meant everything. I don't know. I've always had a soft spot in my heart for the Rangers, especially in 21. They had a chance to pick me. Definitely wanted to go there, but I love the colors. I love the state. And I got to go back to the colors. I love jerseys, and I think the Rangers got one of the best jerseys.
What's your favorite Rough Riders jersey?
Oh, I'm waiting to wear the blue. I hope I get to wear the blue soon, and then I want to wear the creams at home.
Okay.
Yeah.
The red looked pretty good on you.
Yeah, though. I like the red, too. The red was smooth.
We're joined by Kamar Rocker here. Take me through the number 80. What's the history behind 80?
So, long story short, I get an Excel sheet of what our numbers are headed into my freshman year of college, and I keep scrolling down the list, and I see number 80 next to my name. I said, this must be because my name's an R. It must be R-O-C-K. I understand I'm lower on the list. And then soon I get to the field, and I got 80 on the back of my jersey. And I disliked it so much that I decided to keep it.
That's great. It's worked out pretty well. Kamar, thank you for joining us here on the pregame show. Happy to have you with the Riders.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Welcome back to Midland. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds getting ready for Game 4 of this six-game series in West Texas. Happy to have you here in the Permian Basin as we take a look at the starting lineups for both the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds here in this Game 4. The lineup cards being exchanged down in front of us with the umpires. Austin Snow is our home plate umpire today. Mickey Smith at first and Daniel, by the way, at third. For the Rough Riders, Kavika Emsley-Pai, the acting manager, gives this Rough Riders starting lineup. It's Alejandro Osuna in center field, Max Acosta the shortstop, and Josh Hatcher in right field today. He hits third. Cody Freeman, the third baseman, cleans it up. Then Abimelech Ortiz at first base, and Aaron Zavala in left field. And the bottom third, it's Cooper Johnson, the catcher. Tucker Mitchell DHing today and playing in his second game with the Rough Riders. And Caber Rodriguez, the second baseman, who has a home run against Mason Barnett, the starter for the Rockhounds. And that was last year. He hits ninth for Frisco. On the other side for the Rockhounds today, it's Jason Rosario, the designated hitter, who leads it off. Brennan Malone is the first baseman. He hits second. And Henry Bolte is the right fielder. He hits third. Middle third, it's Daniel Susak, the catcher. Jack Winkler is the shortstop. And Aribio Angeles is the second baseman. He hits in the sixth spot. Bottom third, it's Brian Buelvas in left field. Jordan Groshans is the third baseman. And Junior Perez is the center fielder today, batting in the ninth spot. Once again, it's Rosario, Malone, Bolte, Susak, Winkler, Angeles, Buelvas, Groshans, and Perez, the starting nine for the Rockhounds today. Mason Barnett getting the start on the mound. He has been a solid pitcher this season for both the Kansas City Royals affiliate in Northwest Arkansas. And in his one start here with the Rockhounds since getting traded over at the trade deadline in exchange for Lucas Urseg, the starting pitcher who's now with Kansas City. In his one start, Barnett went five innings, allowing just one run on three hits with six strikeouts last week in Arkansas. And that was after having a 4.91 ERA in 19 appearances and 8 starts with the high, or with the double A affiliate, I should say, of the Royals in Northwest Arkansas. So a high strikeout guy, a high inning volume guy this season. Is 96 and two-thirds innings pitched on the season, are good for eighth in the Texas League this year. He's a guy who, with a good start today, could vault all the way up into the fourth spot in innings pitched on the season, and someone who the Rough Riders are facing for the third time in his career. One start last year back on September 7th. He allowed 4 runs on 5 hits over 3 2/3 innings in a no decision, and then the Rough Riders, they got him for 1 run over 5 innings his last start back on July 13th. He picked up the win in that ballgame and the Northwest Arkansas victory. So 1-0 overall in 2 starts with a 5.19 ERA, and he takes the mound when we come back. It's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, game number 4 of this 6-game series on a beautiful Friday night here in Midland. We'll be right back with First Pitch and the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of 3 games as Cases de Frisco in 2024. Cases de Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness!
What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a 94-degree Friday night here in Midland, Texas, it's the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds, part 4 of this 6-game series in Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hi, everybody. I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on this gorgeous night as the Rough Riders and Rockhounds are ready to meet once again. Frisco looking for their first win in this series. They have lost each of the first 3 games. And Alejandro Osuna is in from the left side, and we are ready for baseball. Mason Barnett, the right-hander, making his third career start against the Rough Riders, out on the mound. And Osuna stands in from the left-handed batter's box, 3-for-12 in the series with a couple of doubles. Barnett deals home. That's up and away, and we're underway. One ball and no strikes. 7:02 with the game's first pitch here in Midland. 94 degrees and sunny with 14-mile-an-hour winds blowing in from right center. Here's the 1-0. That's hit in the air, foul down the left side. It's 1-1. It's been a particularly windy day here in Midland. 19-mile-an-hour gusts. And the ball is certainly not going to carry as well as it did in the first two games of this series. Barnett from the third base side of the rubber. He takes a deep breath in the 1-1. Off the fist, a fly ball floated into shallow left center field, and it lands in front of a diving Buelvas. Coming in from left, it's a base hit for Osuna. Just parachuting it into shallow left center field, and Alejandro Osuna gets the Rough Riders a base runner here in the top of the first inning. Here's Maximo Acosta, the shortstop. Max 2-for-8 in the series with a double and a couple RBIs. Frisco has fallen behind in two of the three games early in this series, including three runs in the first yesterday for the Rockhounds. The pitch. There's a swing and a line drive looped into left field. That drops in for a base hit. And it's back-to-back singles for the Rough Riders to lead off the game. Osuna and Acosta with back-to-back knocks. Acosta, as he's been known to do, attacking that first pitch. This season on the first pitch, he's hitting 361, and by far he has more hits than any other Rough Rider on the first pitch this season, and by far has swung at more pitches and put more first pitches in play than anybody on the Rough Riders. So first two have reached for the Rough Riders in this top of the first inning, and here's Josh Hatcher, third in batting average in the Texas League, left-handed batter hitting 294 in the pitch. That's in the air down the left field line. It's Karam's foul, and it's 0-1 on Hatcher. A 20-game on-base streak for the right fielder. An 878 OPS during this streak, hitting 333 with an over 400 on-base percentage. Osuna leads from second, and Acosta from first. Here's the 0-1. Hatcher takes down and in, and it's one ball and one strike. Hatcher 5-for-12 in this series with a double, an RBI, a walk. Rough Riders have found offense hard to come by. They've scored just 7 runs in the first 3 games combined in this series. Barnett the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup low and outside. It's one ball and 2 strikes now on Hatcher. Barnett, as mentioned, third career start against the Rough Riders. One last year, one this year, most recently on July 13th at home for the Riders, though he was pitching for Northwest Arkansas, not for Midland. He stretches in the 1-2. Swinging a ground ball, chopped to the right side. It leaks through into right field, base hit. Osuna around third, and now the ball gets behind Bolte. Osuna scores. Acosta wheels around third. He scores. Hatcher up to third, and he gets stopped right there. 2-0 Rough Riders. It was a ground ball through the right side. Bolte came charging up on it, trying to think about throwing Osuna out at home, and it got under his glove, and Hatcher winds up at third base, and 2-run score. So the Rough Riders with 3 consecutive hits to start off this game, and an error tacked onto it, lead 2-0. Great start for the Rough Riders here in the first inning. Hatcher at third base with 1 RBI on the play. And here's Cody Freeman. Corners pinch in. Up the middle, they're back. And the offering home. Freeman takes a bender on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. So that will most likely be scored a single and then an E8, advancing Hatcher all the way around to third base. E9, rather. The 0-1, a swing and a miss by Freeman and an elevated offering. That was a slider, and it's 0-2. So they do indeed go single E9 and 1 RBI for Josh Hatcher. The pitch. That's up. And it's 1-2. And now with 2 strikes, the infield comes in on the cut of the grass. At infield, Jordan Groshans at third, Jack Winkler at short, Eurybio Angeles is the second baseman, and Brennan Malone at first. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Freeman. That's up and outside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Daniel Susak does the catching today for the Rockhounds. Out in the outfield, it's Brian Buelvas in left, Junior Perez in center, Henry Bolte in right field. Nobody out, 2-0 Riders, top of the first inning, runner at third. And the 2-2 offering to Freeman. Swinging a foul into Susak's glove, strike three. First strikeout for Barnett, one away. Abimelech Ortiz now. Abby's on a tough skid right now, just one for his last 29. He bats with the infield still in, one down in the first. Hatcher at third in the pitch. Bends him back out of a left-handed batter's box and an up and inside pitch, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ortiz batting just 201 now with 8 home runs and 34 batted in 86 games. 1-0 offering. Curveball at the top of the zone for a strike. It's 1-1. Barnett traded at the trade deadline in exchange for Lucas Ursig with the A's organization from the Royals org. He readies again from the stretch and pitches. And that seems inside. It's 2-1. Back on July 11th, Rough Riders lost 10-9 to the Naturals. Barnett, who at the time was the number 5 prospect in the Royals organization, going 5 innings, allowing just 1 run. 2-1. Swinging a broken bat roller out to first base. Malone's got it. Now bobbles. And now a race to the first base bag. And he just beats Ortiz. Hatcher comes in to score. It's 3-0 Rough Riders. RBI ground out for Abby. And there are 2 down here in the first inning. Well, Ortiz started jogging up the first base line. If he had been sprinting, he could have beaten that out. Instead, it's just an RBI ground out. It's 3-0 Rough Riders, though, and there are 2 down. Here's Aaron Zavala. And the pitch home. Down and in, 1-0. Well, Barnett is now the number 6 prospect in the A's organization, coming over to his new ward. He readies. And he offers in the 1-0 pitch. Chop foul down the right side. It's 1-1. Barnett has been very good in the first inning. He'd only allowed 3 runs in his entire time this season as a starting pitcher in the first inning. And he's allowed 3 runs here in this first inning. 1-1. Just outside. 2-1. First time he's allowed 3 runs in a start since July 23rd. He hasn't allowed 3 earned runs in a start since June 19th, though. 2-1. Swinging a ground ball up the first baseline. Malone thought he picked it up and went through his glove, and Zavala's safe. He picked it up like he had fielded it, then started jogging towards first, and the ball was on the ground behind him. He looked in his glove, perplexed that it wasn't in there. And the 2 Oregon Ducks standing over there at first base now is Zavala reaching. It's the second fielding error in this first inning. So the Rough Riders were really sloppy yesterday, and today it's the Midland Rockhounds' turn to play some sloppy baseball. Here's the stretch and the pitch to Cooper Johnson. He takes high, back pick down to first, not in time. 1-0. 2 fielding errors in this first inning. One on the right fielder, Henry Bolte. The other on the first baseman, Brennan Malone. And it was almost 3 as it was back-to-back balls that he dropped over at first base. 1-0 pitch to Johnson. Outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1 on the Riders catcher, who is 2 doubles in this series. He's 3-for-6 over his 2 games that he has caught. He's usually been the catcher for Emiliano Teodo, who's slated to start on Sunday, so we'll probably see him then. The pitch. Zavala goes. It's low and away. Throw down to second is perfect from Susak, and they got him. So Zavala caught stealing for the 4th time this season, or beg your pardon, for the 5th time this season, and it ends the inning in the first. Rough Riders get 3 runs, though, on 3 hits, 2 errors, and nobody left on base. We're to the bottom of the first inning. Kamar Rocker on the mound for the Riders when we come back. 3-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Kamar Rocker on the mound for the Rough Riders, leading 3-0 in the bottom of the first inning. And the first pitch to Jason Rosario is on the inside corner with a fastball at 97 for a strike. It's 0-1. Rosario 1-for-3 with an RBI and a walk in his lone appearance in this series yesterday. Rocker wheels in the 0-1. Fastball right down the middle at 97, a strike, 0-2. Kamar Rocker, four pitches. Four-seam fastball, two-seam fastball, curveball, and a changeup. Glove over the head, the 0-2. Got him swinging. Curveball down in the dirt, strike three. Johnson blocks it and throws down to first to complete the strikeout. First batter faced, three pitches, and he strikes out Rosario. Goodness gracious. Here's Brennan Malone. Rocker victimizing Rosario on three offerings. Here's Brennan Malone. And that's what we've seen from Kamar. Here's the wind back in the pitch. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Rocker has dominated so far through his first two starts of the Rough Riders, three innings and four innings of shutout baseball. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Threw it right by him with a fastball at 96, and it's one ball and one strike. Rocker has struck out four in each of his two starts with the Riders. And he strikes out his first guy he sees with ease. He rocks back here in the 1-1. That's lined out to right field, sending Hatcher back near the warning track, still running. He leans out, and it's just past him and up against the fence. Malone up to second. He coasts into third. It's a triple. The wind just kept on pushing that further and further towards the line. And Brennan Malone with a triple down the right field line, his second triple this season. That's a tough play for Hatcher because of that win. So one out, and Henry Bolte bats now. Bolte 2-for-13. Talk about a guy who's strikeout prone. It's this guy. Here's the stretch, and Rocker pitches home. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. Bolte in 27 games has struck out 48 times, and he struck out seven times for the first three games of this series. Rocker from the stretch, and the 0-1. Outside, missing with the fastball. He just yanked off the outside edge, and it's 1-1. When Rocker has gotten into trouble in the very few times that he has over the course of his very short minor league career, it's been giving up hits. 1-1. That's a strike at the bottom of the zone on the curveball, and it's 1-2. He is not a guy who's going to walk many batters. 1-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Went down and in, and Kamar Rocker has strikeout number two. Two outs, runner at third, 3-0 Rough Riders in the first inning. Rocker facing the right-hander Susak, who's 2-for-8 with a couple doubles in this series in the first pitch. That's on the inside corner for a strike with a changeup. It's 0-1. The curveball will be in the mid to upper 80s. Nasty stuff. It doesn't have as much depth as you'd normally see with a curveball. It almost looks like a slider. 0-1. Swing and a miss and a nasty pitch low and away. That's the curve again, and it's 0-2. Rocker is in control right now. Already two strikeouts in the first inning. Here's the stretch by the right-hander. And he pitches home. There's a fly out of play down the right side. It's no balls and two strikes on Susak. Hitting .283 this season. Seven homers and 38 runs batted in. He's the number five prospect in the A's organization. Malone still at third base here in this bottom of the first inning. Rocker from the stretch, the 0-2. On the way. Soft roller foul back behind home, and it's still 0-2. Defense behind Rocker today. Aaron Zavala in left, Alejandro Osuna in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Cody Freeman has third, Max Acosta the shortstop, Kibber Rodriguez the second baseman, Abby Ortiz at first, and Cooper Johnson does the catching for him. Here's the stretch, and the right-hander's 0-2. Fouled back, and it's still no balls and two strikes. Rocker will be at about 60 pitches today as he continues to work his way up, coming off Tommy John surgery. This will be his 16th pitch of this first inning. Just to give you an idea of how good he's been, he's averaging about 13 pitches per inning through his first two starts. The offering is down in the dirt, blocked by Johnson. Wow, what a block. Johnson saved a run with Malone at third on a pitch that bounced out in front of home plate. One ball and two strikes now on Susak. The 13 pitches per inning is this season, including his time in Arizona. He's averaging 11 pitches per inning with the Rough Riders. He has been so good. Here's the stretch and the 1-2 pitch on the way to Susak. Got him swinging off the outside corner. Another curveball from Rocker. He strikes out the side in the first inning. Rocker, dominant stuff. No runs ahead. No errors. A runner left on. Top second next. Rough Riders, a 3-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Kamar Rocker strikes out the side in the bottom of the first inning, and Frisco leads 3-0. You can't ask for a much better start to this one tonight. We go to the top of the second inning, 3-0 Rough Riders. Cooper Johnson starts it. He was at the plate for the Riders when Aaron Zavala was caught stealing in the first inning. And on the other side, the pitcher Mason Barnett for Midland looking for a bounce back frame. First pitch is a fastball just above the letters. One ball and no strikes. Barnett didn't have to throw a ton of pitches because of how aggressive the Riders were in that first inning. 1-0 outside, and it's two balls and no strikes, but still through 24 pitches, 14 strikes. Not nearly as efficient as he would have liked to be. There's the wind back by the right-hander in the pitch. Johnson fouls it directly back. And the count goes to two balls and one strike on the catcher, who's 3-for-6 so far in this series with a couple of doubles, including a two-double game. The offering, low and outside, misses to Johnson. Three balls and one strike on the Riders catcher. Slight pull side shift in the infield behind Barnett, who wheels in the 3-1. Johnson fouls it back, and it's 3-2. The Rough Riders' catching position is seeing a little bit of a mix-up after the trade of Liam Hicks to Detroit. And so he exits, and we see Tucker Mitchell take over his spot. He's on deck currently DHing today. 3-2 offering. It's just outside, ball four. So Johnson works a leadoff walk here in the second, and that brings Mitchell to the plate. Well, the way that the Rough Riders have liked to do it is have Johnson catch Rocker and catch Teodo. So what we will probably see is Mitchell catch Santos, because you usually don't see a catcher go 3 days in a row. So Mitchell catch tomorrow. First pitch. He takes a fastball on the outer edge for a strike. It's 0-1. Mitchell 1-for-4 in his Double-A debut a couple nights ago. Riders in search of that first win in the series, and they're off to a good start. 0-1. Fastball right on the outside corner at the knees. Perfectly located pitch at 94, and it's 0-2 on Mitchell. The Rough Riders lost 4-1 in both the first and second games in the series, and then 8-5 yesterday. 0-2. Swinging a foul back into Susak's glove. He hangs on for strike three. And it's the second strikeout for Barnett. One away here in the second inning with Johnson at first base and Cabo Rodriguez in the nine hole steps in. He had a homer against Barnett back in the 2023 start that Barnett had against Frisco. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. 3-0 Rough Riders, top of the second. And the offering in. That's outside, one ball and no strikes. Yesterday was such an odd game. The Rough Riders ended up falling 8-5. They committed three errors and allowed two unearned runs. The 1-0 in the air, foul down the right side, and it's one ball and one strike. Frisco had at least three opportunities to turn double plays in which they could not. And it's so odd from a very sure-handed team, normally defensively, including this man at the plate in Cabo Rodriguez. He committed two errors yesterday. There's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball whacked down into left field. Ryan Duelvas coming in, and he's there to make a chest-high catch. Two down. Alejandro Osuna steps in now at the top of the Riders card, leading 3-0 in this top of the second. But that's the good thing about this team, is that even when you have those bad games defensively, they are so few and far in between. That was a three-error game for the Rough Riders. It snapped a stretch of six consecutive games without an error. First pitch to Osuna. That's outside, 1-0, and that's how good this team has been defensively. Here's the stretch, and the right-handers pitch on the way to Osuna. He lashes it foul out of play down the left side, one ball and one strike. Rough Riders scoring their three runs in the first inning on a Josh Hatcher RBI single to right. And then another run came in to score on the same play because of an error. And then Abimelech Ortiz, an RBI ground out. 1-1 offering. Outside. Two balls and one strike. Osuna singled into left field back in the first inning. Open stance from the left side. Rocks the bat over his left shoulder. Barnett from the stretch. And he comes home. Outside, 3-1. Already a walk to lead things off in this inning. And now with two outs, he falls behind Osuna. Infield to pole. And Barnett peers over his left shoulder at Johnson. The 3-1. Fouled back. Three balls and two strikes. The Rough Riders did their job to score early. When they have scored early, it's usually been in the first inning. That initial frame continues to be the best inning offensively in the earlier portion of the game for the Riders. The pitch, Johnson runs, there's a line drive, fair down the left field line, rolling on Buelvas, down towards the corner. Johnson turns on the Jets, he's up to third and he gets stopped right there. Osuna with another double, his 13th with the Rough Riders in just 30 games, and Frisco has runners at second and third with two down. With Johnson off on the play, you thought he might have an opportunity to score, but a great job by Buelvas cutting it off before it got to the fence down into that left field corner, which is so odd here. It's a short corner, but it immediately jets out with that bullpen down the left field line to 381 to straightaway left field. Very, very deep. And now here's Max Acosta with two in scoring position and two down in the second. Pitch in. Swing and a miss on the first offering, a curveball. It's 0-1. Acosta attacked that first pitch, singling into left in the first inning. A base hit extending his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games as well. Now 10 for 30 during that stretch. 333 batting average. He calls time and steps out. Behind the count, 0-1. Osuna has good enough speed at second base that a well-placed base hit should be able to score him, especially with two outs. 0-1. And the offering home from Barnett. Outside. One ball and one strike to Acosta. Acosta continues to be consistent all season long, hitting around 260 throughout the course of the season. His average at 258 right now. Here's the stretch. And the 1-1. That slips outside. It's two balls and one strike on the Frisco shortstop. Josh Hatcher on deck. He's been the big run producer and the club's leader in RBIs. Acosta has been phenomenal all season with runners in scoring position, hitting 325 in these instances. 2-1. Swinging a foul at the plate. And it's two balls and two strikes. And with runners in scoring position and two outs like we have here, he's hitting .457. 21 hits and 46 at-bats with runners in scoring position and two outs. 2-2. He swings and grounds it hard on one hop to short. Winkler's got it at the chest. Turns and throws and gets him, and the inning comes to a close. The Rough Riders get a couple base runners, but no runs on one hit, no errors, two left on. Bottom two next. Kamar Rocker back to the mound, and we come back. It's 3-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
And Kamar Rocker's back out onto the hill here in the bottom of the second inning after striking out the side in the first, allowing a triple to Brendan Malone. There's Jack Winkler to start it off, the shortstop. Winkler, a right-handed batter. Rocker goes to work against him and offers home. Right down the middle of the fastball at 96, it's 0-1. Rocker, the top pitching prospect in the Rangers organization. Former number 3 overall selection, 2022, the 0-1. That's outside. It's one ball and one strike. The process with Tommy John surgery and the rehab can be so difficult for guys. And he talked about how it was made a lot easier for a couple reasons this time around. 1-1, swing and a miss, nasty stuff down and in on the change, and it's 1-2. First of all, is that it was his second surgery. He had shoulder surgery in 2021. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Down and in. And Kamar Rocker has his fourth strikeout and his fourth out recorded. What a start. There's Arabio Angeles now. Or Angeles, beg your pardon. Angeles 3-for-9 to start this series. Right-handed batter. And Rocker winds back and fires. First pitch grounder foul on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball. To the left side, it's 0-1. During that first shoulder surgery that Rocker had, he had a really tough time because he was just at home with his family. But the Tommy John surgery was better for him. The 0-1. There's a line drive into right field, and it lands in. It's a base hit the opposite way for Angeles. He's now 4-for-10 in this series. Second hit against Rocker, and Brian Welbas bats now. Welbas, a right-handed hitter as well. He said it was so much easier for him to rehab while he was surrounded by peers and also the wonderful staff that the Rangers have. First pitch. Swinging a chopper off his own foot up the third baseline. A foul ball, and it's 0-1. The wonderful job that the Rangers do just to ensure that everybody is taken care of and everyone's kind of going through the same thing. So he was able to really focus on bettering himself. And then he said watched a lot of movies and played a lot of video games, played a little golf after he was cleared. Here's the stretch in the 0-1. Swinging a liner foul down the left side. It's 0-2 quickly on Buelvas. But for Rocker, the most important thing is that he's back out and on the field again. He's wearing the slate tops today. It was his pick. He said in our interview yesterday before the game that he was going to check out those slate tops. He loves uniforms, and he was excited to wear the slate top today. 0-2. Swinging a little tap around in front of the mound. Rocker comes up bare hands, turns, throws to first, not in time. Welbas with an infield single. And back-to-back singles for the Rockhounds here in the second inning. That one a little soft nubber out in front of the mound, and Rocker did his best to get off the hill and field that ball, but just in the perfect place down the third base line. And Jordan Groshen steps in now. One out, two aboard, 3-0 Rough Riders, bottom of the second inning. Here's the stretch from Rocker. And the right-hander pitches home. Fastball hit foul in the air down the right side. It's 0-1, 97 on the heater. He said he's excited once we get back home as well to wear the cream uniform tops. He said when he was drafted by the Rangers, he was very excited because he loves the colors, loves their uniforms. He readies here in the 0-1. That's down and in, missing with a curve, and it's one ball and one strike. Rocker already having to work a little bit more than he would like at this point. His next pitch will be his 29th as he throws here in the second. 1-1. There's a line drive looped into shallow center field. Osuna racing on. He slides and makes the catch. What an incredible play. Osuna flying in from center field and making a sliding grab. That's a great play. Making the catch off to his right-hand side. The left-hander reaching out and grabbing it before it hit the grass. On a full dead-on sprint. A 3-0 Rough Riders. Two outs, two aboard, and here's Junior Perez. It's the first out today. That is not a strikeout. And a pitch clock violation on Perez. It's 0-1. Now Perez stands back in from the right side. He was late being attentive to Rocker. Here's the stretch by the right-hander, and he pitches home. Swing and a miss, nasty curve away, and it's 0-2, just like that. It's really tough when you already have to face Rocker to be behind after a pitch clock violation. The runners take their leads from first and second with two outs. And Rocker, the 0-2. Got him swinging off the outside corner. Kamar Rocker with five strikeouts through two shutout innings. Riders lead it 3-0 into the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't find, her
parents paid it. Into the top half of the third inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Frisco leading 3-0. Josh Hatcher leads it off in Barnett's first pitch. It's a swing and a foul off the plate and then came up and hit Austin Snow, the umpire. It's 0-1. Hopefully he's okay. It looks like he's going to be all right as he's smiling at Hatcher. Hatch an RBI single in the first inning to extend his on-base streak to 21 games. It's the longest active on-base streak in the Texas League. and the second longest this season for the Rough Riders. Kellen Strom at a 32-game on-base streak. Barnett fires in the 0-1. There's a breaking ball at the top of the zone, outside corner, 0-2. Rough Riders scoring all three of their runs in the top of the first inning. Hatcher now 6 for 13 in the series. 0-2. Strike three called. Got him on the upper edge, outside corner. Third strikeout for Barnett. One away, and here's Cody Freeman. Rough Riders third baseman struck out back in the first. Right-handed batter, Barnett, ready from the line, and he offers home. There's a foul back and out of play. It's 0-1. Barnett's windup appears to be from the stretch. He works from the third base side of the rubber. His feet close together, both pointed towards third base. His shoulders squared entirely towards third base, but then rocks back with that left foot and lifts it up like he does here, the 0-1. There's a breaking ball up and in. It's one ball and one strike on Freeman. For Freeman, it's been a struggle on the road this season. He has been so incredible at home. He's been the best in the Texas League, in fact. The 1-1 is cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. He loves performing for the crowd at home. He's talked about it. A 339 hitter with a 990 OPS at home. On the road this season, just a 220 hitter with a 633 OPS. 1-2 on the way. He takes down in the dirt. It's two balls and two strikes. And so for him, just trying to make sure that he levels that out a little bit and has a little bit of more success on the road. But the Rough Riders have just been a phenomenal home team in general. It hasn't just been the success of Cody. 2-2. He takes up and outside. It's three balls and two strikes. The Riders have an over 700 winning percentage at home this year. 35-15. They're just five games above 500 on the road. Payoff pitch on the way. Swinging a chopper up over the hill. The shortstop Winkler's got it. Crossing over the top of the bag. He throws over to first in time to get Freeman two away. A nifty play at shortstop by Winkler. Two outs, top of the third inning. 3-0 our score. Rough Riders out in front of the Rockhounds. And Abby Ortiz making his way to the plate. The remarkable thing is we still have a month left to play this season, and the Rough Riders have already eclipsed their win total from last year. The pitch. Swinging a broken bat liner on one hop to second. Angeles has got it out in shallow right field. He throws onto first and gets Ortiz and brings the inning to a close. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go to the bottom of the third next. 3-0 Riders of the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the order due up in the bottom of the third inning for Midland. Frisco leading 3-0. Kamar Rocker, 5 strikeouts through 2 innings. And the first pitch to Rosario, swing and a miss, it's 0-1. He dominated Rosario on 3 pitches back in the first inning, striking him out. He winds back once again in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. He burned it right by him with a fastball this time at 97. It's 0-2. Man, he is just peppering the zone today and having a lot of success doing it. He's allowed just 3 base runners today, all on hits. He eyes his target. He rocks back in the 0-2 pitch. Cut on and missed. Strike 3. Kamar Rocker, ridiculous stuff today. 6 strikeouts through 2 1/3 innings. Brennan Malone stands in. Oh, man, has he been fantastic. It's a well over a season high now. His career high is 9 in the first pitch to Brennan Malone. That's line foul down the right side. It's 0-1. Malone tripled against him in the first inning. Rocker talked about how when he was growing up, he always loved to throw things. His dad, Tracy Rocker, a very accomplished football player at Auburn, he is a College Football Hall of Famer, went on to play in the NFL, and is currently coaching in the NFL for the Tennessee Titans. Here's the 0-1, and that's up and in with a breaking ball. And it's 1-1, 1-2, and he talked about how the overall work ethic that he has comes from his dad. He rocks back at the 1-1 pitch. That's up and in again, and it's 2-1. But ultimately, he picked baseball because he always loved throwing things. And when he was a kid in the neighborhood, he would get in rock and acorn throwing wars with the other kids. Here's the 2-1. There's a fly ball lifted into right center field. Osuna racing back, angling into the right center alley. He's under it to make the catch. 2 outs here in the third inning, and Henry Bolte stands in. Bolte struck out swinging in the first inning. 3-0 Riders, bottom of the third. And then he got too big, and he was throwing the rocks and acorns too hard. So he had to stop. Imagine he could throw them pretty hard right now, too. First pitch to Bolte. It's in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Rocker quickly back into his wind. The 0-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball the opposite way to the first baseman Ortiz. He's got it. Slips. Stumbles to the bag. Just beats him. Ortiz got him at first base. And Rocker throws a 1-2-3 inning in the third. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. So we roll our way into the fourth. Frisco leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Aaron Zavala starts it off for the Rough Riders in the fourth. 3-0 Frisco leads it. Zavala reached on an error back in the first inning and then was caught stealing. Mason Barnett has gone two scoreless the last couple, and he winds back and fires. And misses high. 1-0. Zavala has done such a good job seeing a lot of pitches this season. There's the 1-0. Breaking ball misses high. 2-0. Fourth in walk rate in the Texas League this year at 14%. He's always been good at getting on base via the walks, but struggling in the hit category this season. 2-0. Sears the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-1. Just 1-for-10 in this series now with a couple of walks. A couple of half swings out towards the hill. He locks it over his left shoulder. 2-1. Finds the outside edge again for a called strike. It's 2-2. Zavala didn't agree with the call from Austin Snow, our home plate umpire. He frustratingly steps out and now is back in. 6-7-8 in this fourth inning for the Riders. 2-2. That misses high. 3 balls and 2 strikes. We're talking about last inning, how the Riders have already eclipsed their win total from last season. They had 64 wins last season, 64 and 73. They already have 65 wins to this point now. 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Elevated the heater. It's his fourth strikeout, and there's one away. Cooper Johnson takes his turn now. Johnson, a walk back in the second. Right-handed batter, and the pitch on the way. And it's just high, 1-0. And how the Riders have been so good at home this season. Frisco is 35-15 at home on the year. Whereas last season, they went 10 games under 500 at home. The pitch misses outside, 2-0. Rough Riders have done it with pitching and defense. Frisco has been really, really good this season on both of those fronts. The offering, swinging a foul. It's back into Susak's glove, and it's 2-1. And even though they got unlucky last year with their run differential, they finished with a 0-run differential, scored the same amount of runs as they allowed, but finished 9 games under .500. They haven't been getting it necessarily as lucky this season, but still just winning a ton of games. 2-1. Johnson fouls it back, and it's 2-2. What they haven't been doing this season is hitting home runs. Though they've hit 15 in their last 15 games, they're on pace for just 97 as a team this year, which would be the fewest since they hit 96 in 2016. So 8 seasons ago. 2-2 offering to Johnson. That's up and outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. 1 out, bases clear, top of the fourth inning. 3-0 Rough Riders. They haven't needed the home run this year. They don't really have any of those big boppers in the middle of the order. 3-2. Swinging a ground ball, top to the left side. The third baseman, Groshans, has got it. Sets his feet and throws out the Riders' catcher. 2 away. That brings Tucker Mitchell to the plate. 3-0 Frisco, top of the fourth. It makes you think of Blaine Crim or the guys like that who the Rough Riders have had in the past who hit a ton of home runs. They don't have those kind of players this year. Cody Freeman leads the Riders with 13 homers, but he's the only one with double digits. Cooper Johnson and Josh Hatcher both have 9. Tucker Mitchell, a strikeout victim back in the second. He stands in from the right side. And the offering is on the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Right side, pull side shift. And the 0-1. Breaking ball. Slithers across the outside corner. It's 0-2 on Mitchell. In the outfield, they play to the opposite way for the righty. Barnett's 0-2. Down the dirt. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Riders have just one home run in this series. It was a Daniel Mateo ninth inning homer last night. The most unlikely of candidates, just his second home run this season. Wind continuing to blow in from center field. 1-2 offering. Fly it out of play down the right field line. Still one ball and two strikes. Barnett has retired six in a row now, and the right-hander wheels home. Just outside, or even at two balls and two strikes. He threw 24 pitches in that first inning, but has gotten a little bit back on track. Still a very elevated pitch count for where he is here in the fourth at 74 offerings. 2-2. Looped foul out of play back behind home over the netting and into the seats, and it's still two balls and two strikes. The breaking ball, he kind of swung underneath it, kind of scooping at the ball, and just ladled it back behind home. Two-two. Down and in. We're full at 3-2. Good plate appearance for Mitchell. This is after he struck out on three pitches back in the second. Barnett, the 3-2. It's a ground ball foul at the plate. Mitchell fouled it into his own foot. It's still three balls and two strikes. Mitchell is the DH tonight. Rough Riders DHs have been the least potent in terms of home run hitting in the league this year. Frisco DHs have just four home runs on the season, by far the fewest in the league. 3-2. He swings and pops it up. Right side, foul ground. The wind blowing it, still more foul. Malone watches, and it goes way foul. Goodness, that thing looked like it was playable at first. Ended up going about 10 rows deep into foul ground. And still three balls and two strikes. That gives you an idea of how hard the wind is blowing. About 14 to 16 miles an hour right now. Two outs, bases clear. We'll try the 3-2 pitch again. And here it is. Swing and a miss. He wins the battle and strikes him out. So Mitchell down on strikes. It's the fifth strikeout for Barnett. And a 1-2-3 inning. He's retired seven in a row. We go to the bottom of the fourth next. Frisco is still leading 3-0 here on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual Plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're to the home half of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders leading 3-0 over the Rockhounds. Kamar Rocker with six strikeouts through three innings goes to work against the cleanup man, Daniel Susak, with the first pitch. Fastball is high at 97. It's one ball and no strikes. Rocker struck out Susak swinging back in the first inning. All six of his strikeouts have been swinging. 1-0. And That's on the inside corner. Anthony is for a strike, and it's 1-1. And for the most part, they've been on that curveball. The curveball is his primary breaking pitch, and it has been ever since he was about 16 years old. 1-1. Swing and a miss on a nasty curve, dying away from him, and it's 1-2. It's a curveball that he throws a lot harder than most curveballs you'll see. He'll throw it anywhere from 84 miles an hour up into the 88, 89 mile an hour range. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him. Breaking ball in the dirt off the outside corner. Another curve from Rocker, and it's 7 strikeouts for the right-hander. One out, and here's Jack Winkler. This guy is ridiculous. Winkler stands in from the right side, and Rocker offers home. And a curveball inside, and 1-0. His agent, who is still his agent now, gave him the best advice he'd ever gotten with that curveball when he was in high school. The 1-0. Check swing on a high fastball, and he didn't go. It's 1-1, making 2 balls and no strikes now. He told him, grip it like a curveball and throw it like a fastball. And so he throws it a lot harder than you'd normally see. It's not your traditional 12-6. 2-0, fouled back, 2-1. And boy, is it effective. It has been one of the more dominant pitches that we've seen this year. He offers in the 2-1. A ground ball right back to him, spearing it off to his left side. He underhands it onto first base, jogging that way. And there are two down. Eurybio Angeles bats now. Angeles. A single to right field back in the second. One of just 3 hits that Rocker has surrendered. He deals home. And first pitch over for a strike on the curve. It's 0-1. Rocker about to hit the 50 pitch mark on this next offering. He's supposed to be around 60 pitches today. 0-1. Fastball for a strike on the outside corner at 98 miles an hour. And it's 0-2. He wheels back in the 0-2. Scott got him looking at the bottom of the zone. Are you kidding? Kamar Rocker with 8 strikeouts. He has been dominant through his 4 innings. Electric stuff from the former first rounder. And the Rough Riders lead it 3-0. We go into the top of the 5th inning next here on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders. And even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar Service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We go into the top of the 5th inning, 3-0 Rough Riders. First pitch home to Cabo Rodriguez. It's high, and it's 1-0 and no strikes. Well, Kamar Rocker is done most likely through four. We'll see. There is some action out of the Riders' bullpen, but he might come back out for a batter or two. The 1-0. It's up and in. It's two balls and no strikes. And if he is done, he was better than advertised. He was phenomenal with eight strikekouts across four shutout innings. The pitch fouled back, and it's now 2-1. And if he is able to make another start for the Rough Riders, because we don't know how much longer we'll have him here in Frisco, you do not want to miss it at Riders Field next week. 2-1, fouled back, and it's 2-2 on Rodriguez. He's supposed to start next Friday in Frisco, so get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. He is indescribable with how dominant he has been here at the AA level. He's looking like a man amongst boys, and not just physically, because he looks like that physically as well. Two balls and two strikes on Rodriguez. And the offering in. There's a line drive looped down the right side, and it just blows foul. And it's two balls and two strikes in the Riders' second baseman. Rocker looking the part and acting on it as well. Right now, through four innings, 51 pitches. 2-2. Swinging a ground ball up the middle, and it just gets through into center. It's a base hit for Rodriguez. Okay, but Rodriguez singling up the middle. He picks up the first Rough Riders hit since the second inning. Top of the order now, Alejandro Osuna. It looks like Andy Rodriguez has started to throw in the Riders' pen, so we'll see if we do see Rocker or not. He's currently in the dugout out of our view. The pitch. That's down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. All three runs for the Riders in the top of the first inning today. Here's the stretch in the 1-0. That's up and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Pull side shift on the infield behind Barnett. Former Auburn Tiger, who during his time in college really didn't have that impressive of numbers. Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a swing and a flare into shallow center. The shortstop Winkler going back. He makes the catch. The first time Osuna has been retired today after singling and doubling. One out, and here's Max Acosta with a runner aboard at first base. 3-0 Frisco. Barnett had a 4.38 ERA his junior year, and an ERA even higher near 5 during his career at Auburn. But boy, does this seem like a steal for the Royals at first and now for the A's. The pitch down in the dirt. Susak blocks, and it's 1-0. Getting traded over here to the A's organization, and the guy who has proven to be one of the top prospects in the org. He had a 3.30 ERA last year in the minors. One ball and no strikes on Acosta. And the right-hander kicks in. Swinging a ground ball up the third baseline. A diving attempt. Groshans off his glove down the line. Rodriguez up to third. He gets stopped. Acosta pulls into second. An easy double. And the Rough Riders have runners at second and third now, and just one down here in the fifth inning. An opportunity to add on to their 3-0 lead. Acosta roped that one down the line. Groshans dove to his right. It was just out of his reach. And able to just fit it in for a double. And it looks like that's going to be it for Barnett. Yep, Barnett coming out of this game. So a pitching change. And we will tell you who the new pitcher is when we come back. Runners at second and third, one down here in the fifth. 3-0 Frisco here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Colton Johnson, the new pitcher on the mound for these Midland Rockhounds. 3-0 Frisco, infield in, runners at second and third. Josh Hatcher batting. Colton Johnson, the 26-year-old lefty, fires. Breaking ball, just up and in, 1-0. Hatcher, an RBI single in the first. He struck out looking in the third. The Kewaunee, Illinois native, Johnson, a former 16th round selection in 2021 by the A's. 1-0. At the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 1-1. Drafted out of Illinois State. This season began the year in Lansing. 29 appearances there, a 3.08 ERA with Midland. This is his fourth appearance. He has yet to allow a run in four innings. 1-1. Swinging a fly ball down the left field line. It's foul, and it's 1-2 now on Hatcher. The Rough Riders could add to their lead with a fly ball. Hatcher has hit lefties well this year, actually hitting slightly better against lefties than he is righties. Odd for a left-handed batter. 1-2, check swing, and he went around for strike three. Hatcher wanting an appeal, didn't get it. It was called by the home plate umpire, Austin Snow. So two down, and here's Cody Freeman now with an RBI opportunity. Runners remain at second and third, two outs now. As good as Freeman has been, he has been even better against lefties, hitting 305 against him, the pitch. He swings and chops it left side right to the third baseman, Groshans, who's got it, straightens and throws to first and gets Cody Freeman for the final out in the fifth inning. So the Riders done in the fifth. No runs on two hits, no errors, two left on. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning next. The Rough Riders leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We go into the fifth inning, and Kamar Rocker is done. Andy Rodriguez takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders. Bottom third of the order, Brian Wellhaus, Jordan Groshans, and Junior Perez. Right-hander winds and deals. It's down and in with a breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. The final line for Rocker today. He went four innings of shutout baseball, allowing just three hits. 1-0. There's a strike on the outside corner, 1-1. He struck out eight and did not walk a batter. Incredible stuff for Kamar Rocker. Eight strikeouts, no walks. 1-1. That's on the outside corner, a strike. And it's now one ball and two strikes. So in 11 innings in AA, he has not allowed a run. He has allowed just five hits. And he has struck out a whopping 16 batters in 11 innings. That's pretty good. 1-2. Swinging a grounder up the third baseline. Freeman backhand, straightens, long throw across, dug out. Ortiz picks it over at first, and there's one away. Nifty play on both sides of the Riders' corners. Jordan Groshans stands in now. Flying out to center field on a brilliant sliding catch by Alejandro Osuna. Back in the second. Oh, Kamar Rocker finishing out in the bullpen down the left field line. That's what he's done in his last couple of starts. He'll throw 3 to 4 innings and then throw some more out of the bullpen. As this pitcher is chopped to third, Freeman backhands. He straightens again and this time throws in the air right on target. And there are two down quickly for Rodriguez on just five pitches. 3-0 Rough Riders. We play in the bottom of the fifth. Junior Perez standing in from the right side. The pitch. A bunt back behind home and foul out of play, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 dips below the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. So the only thing Rocker has not done is pick up a win. That's because he's gone no more than four innings. But he has been dominant, and that's all you can ask for. The pitch. That's off the outside corner, and it's two balls and one strike. So now it's up to this Rough Riders bullpen, which has been the strong suit of this team throughout the season but has faltered lately. In August, it's been their worst month as a bullpen this year. The 2-1 is grounded foul to the left side, 2-2. First time they've had an over 4 ERA as a bullpen in a month. And so the Rough Riders hoping for a good bullpen performance tonight. This series has been a struggle as well for the pen. Frisco out of the bullpen has allowed 8 runs in 8 innings. 2-2. In the air, foul down the right side. It's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. 7 of those runs have been earned. This month, they have a 4.74 bullpen ERA. Rodriguez looks in for his sign. He's got it. Shoulder square to the third base dugout. And the 2-2. Inside on Perez, we're full at 3-2. 3-0 Rough Riders on 6 hits. No runs on 3 hits for Midland. Rodriguez brings it home. Popped up in the air down the right side. Foul ground. Ortiz watching, and he watched it sail well foul. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez has been one of the best relievers for the Rough Riders. The 25-year-old Has a 1.97 ERA for the Riders this year. 50 and a third innings, 39 strikeouts to 19 walks. He offers home. Check swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt for strike three. Andy Rodriguez with the strikeout. And he ends a 1-2-3 fifth. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top of the sixth inning next. 3-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit Facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the seating bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the sixth inning, Frisco is still holding on to their 3-0 lead that they built in the first inning. Abimelech Ortiz leads it off against the left-hander Colton Johnson, who winds back and fires. It's a breaking ball that sits outside. One ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders saw Johnson for two batters in that fifth inning with two in scoring position, and he struck out Josh Hatcher and got Freeman to bounce out to get out of the jam. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Ortiz is grounded out to first and grounded out to second. First ground out was an RBI ground out, scoring Hatcher from third. 2-0 offering. Outside, 3-0. Ortiz now one for his last 31 at the plate. Looking to get aboard to lead off this sixth inning against Johnson. He rocks into his wind in the 3-0. This is outside. Oh, called a strike. Late strike. Austin Snow calling that pitch as it looked outside. Oh, brother. That one didn't look close. Three and one on Ortiz in the pitch home. There's a fly ball popped down the left field line. A long run for Buelvas, the left fielder, and he watched it go foul. It's 3-2. Ortiz, if he can't get aboard here in this plate appearance, will certainly look back at that 3-0 pitch and say that should have been ball four, but not much you can do about that now. Johnson into his wind, and the 3-2. Outside, ball four. That one definitely a ball. What do they say, ball don't lie? He finds his way aboard. Aaron Zavala stands in. The pitch on the outside corner is strike, and it's 0-1. Zavala 0-2. He reached on an error in the first and struck out in the fourth. Ortiz leads from first, and the left-hander deals home. Low and outside in the dirt. It's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders in the midst of their two-week road trip here in San Antonio and Midland. Currently 5-4 in the first nine games of this road trip. 1-1. Breaking ball. There's a strike. Upper edge, inside corner. 1-2. Their other two-weeker was actually a 13-game road trip this year. And a game rained out at home and was remade in San Antonio. So they played a 7-game series there and ended up going 10-3 in that 13-game road trip, 7 in San Antonio, 6 in Corpus. 1-2, got him looking on the outside corner. So Johnson picks up the strikeout. One away on the second strikeout from Johnson, and Cooper Johnson stands in now. Cooper Johnson steps in from the right side. Runner aboard, one down. And the offering home. Inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. So the Rough Riders now are 15-7 so far during their two-week road trips. And since the six-game schedule was instituted back in 2021, the Riders have gone on two a season. The pitch is a curveball at the top of the zone for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. But it would probably tell you that, you know, two-week road trips, that's tough. It's grueling. It's hard to be on the road that long. Rough Riders probably haven't done that well on two-week road trips, right? 1-1. That's fouled off Susak, and it's 1-2. Well, wrong, in fact. The Riders are 52-39 on their two-week road trips since the six-game schedule was enacted back in 2021. That's a .571 winning percentage, which is better than their total winning percentage since the start of 2021, which is at .536. So they've actually been better during their two-week road trips than they have overall in the last four seasons. 1-2. It's down in the dirt. And Ortiz taking off for second. The throw, not in time. Ortiz advances up to second base on a wild pitch. He's making it up to the second base bag, and it's two balls and two strikes now on Johnson. Three nothing Rough Riders lead it. Left-hander's pitch. Johnson swings, grounds it softly to third. Groshans collects and flicks it sidearm to first to get Johnson holding Ortiz with a look. Two away. Tucker Mitchell bats. Riders still just have one hit with runners in scoring position. Actually marked that a steal for Ortiz on that ball in the dirt. So that's his first steal this season in four attempts. Mitchell the batter from the right side. Quick mound visit for the catcher, Susak. Mitchell has struck out twice today. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander fires home. There's a chopper right back to the hill. Mitchell's got it. Jogs over to first base, flips underhand, and retires Mitchell for the final out of the sixth inning. Well, the Rough Riders turned away. No runs on, no hits, no errors, a runner left on. Frisco's still leading 3-0 as we go to the bottom half of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims.
As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Kamar Rocker is stolen the show tonight. 8 strikeouts through his 4 innings. Riders into the bottom of the 6th inning. First pitch is a ground ball up the middle by Rosario. It leaks into center field, and it's a base hit for the designated hitter. For Midland to lead things off in the home half of the 6th. Frisco leading 3-0. First hit against Andy Rodriguez, who threw a shutout 5th. Malone stands in now. He's 1 for 2 today. Malone, a triple back in the first and flew out to center in the 3rd. Offering home. Strike on the inside corner with the heater, and it's 0-1. That's nothing new for Malone. He has the lowest ground ball rate out of any hitter in the Texas League this year. He hits the ball in the air a ton. Stretch and the right-hander is 0-1. Just high, and it's 1-1. Frisco hoping what has been a phenomenal night with Rocker's great start can turn into an even better night. Picking up a victory, their first of the series. Snap this little 3-game skid. Rodriguez even in the count at 1-1 on Malone. 1-1. Low and outside with the breaking ball, 2-1. Especially because the Rough Riders don't have to face the best hitter in the Texas League right now in Denzel Clark, the hottest hitter in the league, rather. Clark has been phenomenal as of late and is the reigning player of the month in July in the Texas League. He's off tonight. 2-1. Check swing. He went around. On a good slider in the outside corner. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez has a 4-pitch mix. Fastball, cutter, slider, and change. And he readies here in the 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted into center field. Osuna jogging back a couple steps. He's there. And the center fielder makes the catch. He puts away the first out here in the 6th, and Henry Bolte stands in. Bolte, the right-handed batter, with a strikeout and a ground out today. Still very young, Bolte at just 21 years old. The pick. A chopper up the third baseline. It's foul on its 0-1. Just turned 21 last week. Bolte, a draft pick out of Northern California. Picked out of Palo Alto High School, which has been a very good high school for famous alumni. Here's the stretch and the right-hander of the 0-1 pitch. He brings it home. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 0-2. In terms of baseball, Jock Peterson went there. But you also have actors Dave and James Franco. Chargers head football coach Jim Harbaugh. Former USC and NFL receiver Keyshawn Johnson. And Jeremy Lin also went there of NBA fame. Pitch goes, or throw, I should say, over to first base. Not in time. Pretty good alumni base. That's just the tip of the iceberg out of Palo Alto High School. In the Bay Area. Palo Alto, where Stanford University is. 0-2. Check swing on a pitch down and in. And he didn't go. It's 1-2. He wasn't committed to Stanford, though. Bolte was committed to play at University of Texas. getting drafted and pulled away from that. Second round pick a couple of years ago in the 2022 draft. 1-2, check swing just off the outside corner. They appeal, and he didn't go. Two balls and two strikes. Bolte's the number 10 prospect in the organization. A lot of prospects on this Rockhounds team. 2-2. He takes just outside, barely missing on the slider. Three balls and two strikes. Rodriguez with a pull side shift behind him for the right-handed batter. Ready with a belt high set and the 3-2 pitch. Before that, a throw over. Not in time again, checking on Rosario, who's 6-for-9 in steals this year. Rodriguez once again ready from the stretch and the 3-2 pitch on the way. Swinging a line drive back up the box. Rodriguez has got it at second. Steps in the bag for one. Throws to first and turns it. It's a double play and an inning ender for the Rough Riders. Four and assisted three. We go to the top of the seventh next. Frisco leading 3-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
At the top of the seventh inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds doing battle. Frisco leading 3-0. It's 9-1-2 due up against Colton Johnson, who returns for his third inning and second full inning of work. Camber Rodriguez stands in from the right side. 1-for-2 today with a single back in the fifth inning. And Johnson's initial pitch. There's a curveball in the outside corner, a strike 0-1. So the Rough Riders got those three runs in the first inning and nothing since. They've scattered three hits. 0-1. Swinging a grounder foul up the third baseline, and it's 0-2. It hasn't been without opportunities, though, for Frisco, as the Riders had two in scoring position in both the second and the fifth inning with just one out and could not score. Rodriguez shaking his hand off as he stands back in from the right side. That last one off the end of the bat. A little bit of a stinger for him. And the 0-2. That's outside. One ball and two strikes. On the other side, Midland has just four hits today. Their only inning with two hits was the second. A couple singles. 1-2. Swinging a chopper down the third baseline. It just trickles foul, and it's one ball and two strikes on Rodriguez. Frisco's offense has done a wonderful job recently of getting on, but has a tough time getting in. You think about the Rough Riders' best hitter at the beginning of the season and leader on the team, and Kellen Strom, the pitch. That's high, and it's two balls and two strikes. He was promoted on July 3rd up to the AAA level, and you think you lose a bat like that and your offense is going to hurt a little bit. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the right side, right at the first baseman Malone, who collects at the belly and takes it to the bag for the out. One away. Top of the card now in Alejandro Osuna. Well, the main reason why the Rough Riders have actually not hurt but have gotten better on the offensive side since Strom's departure has been this man. Osuna has been phenomenal taking over as either an outfielder or the center fielder where Strom played. Switching in and out with Mateo. First pitch outside, 1-0. Today he's 2-for-3 with a single and a double. And that puts him back over 300 with the average. Here's the offering. There's a foul back and out of play, and it's 1-1. And so the Rough Riders, since Strom was promoted on July 3rd, are actually second in the league in batting average, second in OPS, and fifth in runs per game, averaging about 5 runs per contest. The offering. That's on the outside corner is Strike. And it's 1-2. And some of you may be asking, how is our old friend Kellen Strom doing up at the AAA level? Well, through 10 games, he's off to a little bit of a slow start, hitting just 152. 1-2. He poked at it off the outside corner, a defensive swing, fouled it back, and it's 1-2. Just a 475 OPS for Strom, only one extra base hit with a triple. He'll turn things around, though. Too good of a hitter not to. 1-2 offering to Osuna. He swings again and fouls it off on the right side. Another defensive hack, and it's still 1-2. Osuna has found his way into the top 30 prospect rankings for the Rangers with his good play this year. He currently slots in as the number 22 prospect in the organization. Originally signed out of Mexico in 2020. 1-2. Down and away. 2-2. And just a really good young man. Pinwheels the bat out towards the hill. And the 2-2. He takes up and it's 3-2. Osuna won't turn 22 until October of this year, so still very young. Open stance. And the 3-2 pitch. And misses up. So he draws the walk. Third time he's reached today. One out runner at first. Max Acosta stands in. 3-0 Frisco, top of the seventh. Acosta also 2-for-3 today with a single in the first and a run scored and a double in the fifth inning. A time called, Gregorio Petit, the manager, out of the dugout. Looks like that's going to be it for Colton Johnson, and he takes the ball from him. We'll introduce you to the new pitcher for Midland when we come back. Riders leading 3-0 in this top of the seventh on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Max Acosta stands in for the Rough Riders. You're in the top of the seventh inning with a pitching change. Seth Elledge takes over for Colton Johnson. Right-handed pitcher, right-handed batter for the Riders. Osuna at first, he runs. The first pitch is a strike. Throw down to second. Karam's out into left field. Osuna slid into second. He's up and into third. The throw came inside of the bag at second base, and Osuna slid into the throw, kicking it out into shallow left. And he was able to get up and go on to third base. So a stolen base for Osuna, his fourth with the Rough Riders, and then an error on Susak on the throw. And the Riders have an insurance run at third base now with 0-1 to Acosta. Here's the stretch from Elledge, and the 28-year-old offers in the 0-1. Fastball popped foul to the right side, 0-2. Fastball at 91 miles an hour. The former big leaguer. Elledge made his major league debut in 2020, pitched two seasons with the Cardinals. This season with Midland, a 2.61 ERA. And Acosta calls time and steps out. We've seen plenty of Elledge this season on the mound. It seems like we see him about every other game whenever we're facing the Rockhounds. Here's the stretch. Right-hander's pitch. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Acosta this season is 1-for-2 against him with a home run. Only home run he's allowed to the Riders. Osuna has the only other extra base hit that Frisco has had against him. Those are the only two hits that the Riders have had against Elledge this season. It's 2-for-18. The pitch is a line drive into right center field. Hanging up for Bolte's there to make the catch. Osuna tags. He's coming home. The throw up the third base line. And Osuna scores standing. Sacrifice fly for Max Acosta. And the Riders add on. They now lead 4-0. So the error immediately comes back to bite Elledge, and that run charged to Johnson, though unearned as it stands right now. Here's the pitch home. Here's a chopper foul down the right side. It's 0-1. And the Rough Riders now lead it 4-0, their first run since the first inning. Here's the offering home. Swing and a miss. Upper edge outside corner. Oh and two. Elledge readies and brings it home. Off the outside corner. Hatcher takes, and it's one ball and two strikes. Riders top third of the order have scored all the runs today for the Riders. Osuna has scored twice. Acosta and Hatcher each have a run scored. One, two. A foul back. It's still one ball and two strikes. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Well, Elledge allows the run, an unearned run. One run across on no hits, one error, and nobody left on. Stretch time here in Midland. Rough Riders, a 4-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Ricky DeVito takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders here in the seventh inning. Riders lead 4-0. Daniel Susak standing in for the right side. DeVito pitches. It's fouled straight back, and it's 0-1 on Susak, who has struck out twice today, both against Kamar Rocker. He's certainly happy not to have to face Kamar anymore. If you're just joining us, Rocker was fantastic in his start today. He went four innings of shutout baseball, allowed just three hits, struck out eight, and did not walk a batter. 0-1. There's a fly ball fouled on the right side. It's 0-2. Andy Rodriguez went two shutout innings for the Rough Riders, allowing just one base runner on a single. He got a double play behind him and struck out one. So good work, as usual, by Andy Rodriguez. 0-2 is a swing and a line drive past the shortstop Acosta into left field. Daniel Susak on an 0-2 pitch from DeVito, singling to the pole side.
Shortstop, Jack Winkler.
Well, DeVito has to face Winkler now. He was 0-2 today, but 7-12 in the series with two doubles and a homer. DeVito, the 25-year-old for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. 6'3", 195 pounds out of Staten Island, New York. Frederick Anthony DeVito. 3.63 ERA for the Riders. 0-1. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. 39 and 2/3 innings for him. 52 strikeouts, but 39 walks. It's a rare hit against him. Opponents are hitting just 179 against him on the year. No balls, two strikes. And DeVito brings it home. Swinging a soft roller to third. Freeman's got it. On to second for one. Rodriguez to first. Got him. Double play. Second double play in as many innings for the Riders. 5-4-3 around the horn. Frisco turns two again. Two outs. Bases clear here in the seventh. Eurybiel Angeles stands in once again for the right side. Riders leading it 4-0, home half of the seventh. Here's DeVito's first pitch. It's just a bit high, 1-0. DeVito stretches. He fires in the air down the right side and foul. It's 1-1. Be really nice to come back with not only a win but a shutout victory against this Rockhounds team that's been so good offensively. 1-1. Swing and a miss off the outside corner. And it's 1-2. Riders have thrown 9 shutouts this year. One, two. Chopper foul up the third baseline, and it's still 1-2. This offense faltered in Arkansas last week, but it's a really tough place to hit. And they've been good in this series as well against a tough pitching staff. 1-2. That's high, and it's 2-2. The Riders' starting staff continues to dominate on this road trip. Frisco's starters, if you include what Kamar Rocker was able to do today, the pitch, it's down in the dirt. 3-2. The overall starting staff during this road trip, including today, a 1.82 ERA. That'll win you a lot of games. 3-2 pitch. Swinging a drive into left center field. Osuna cutting over. Can't get there. It drops down into the alley and rolls all the way to the fence. Angeles up to second base. He stops right there with a double. Eurybio Angeles with the double into left center field. Here's Brian Buelvas now. Angeles has killed Rough Riders pitching this series. He's 5-for-12 against Frisco. DeVito has his sign. He stretches. First pitch to Buelvas. A fly ball down the left field line. A long run over for Zavala. And it's a foul ball up onto the berm. It's 0-1. Buelvas singling on an 0-2 pitch back in the second. On a little tapper back to the pitcher, Rocker. He's 1-for-2. The 0-1 is low and outside in the dirt. It's 1-1. This has been a much cleaner game than last night when the Riders committed 3 errors. Tonight it's been Midland who has committed 3 errors. One offering. Popped up. Right side of the infield. Ortiz coming in, the first baseman, with the wind blowing it into foul territory. Makes the catch. And the inning is over. No runs on 2 hits. No errors and 1 runner left on base. We go into the 8th inning. Rough Riders a 4-0 lead on the Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Hey, hit records on my demo.
Top half of the eighth inning, Cody Freeman, the batter for the Rough Riders. 4-0 Frisco. Freeman 0-for-3 today. He faces Seth Ellinge. Yeah, the right-hander deals in the first pitch to Free. Yeah, it's low and outside, 1-0. Freeman has struck out and grounded out twice. Now 3-for-14 in the series. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander offers home. That's outside the backstop, 2-0. During the broadcast, we love to look at this day in baseball history. And it was on this day in baseball history back in 2001 that Ken Griffey Jr. became the youngest player to hit 450 home runs. 2-1. A swing and a miss. It's now 2-1. It was the 2-0. Griffey was playing in that game against the Giants when he was playing with the Reds. And in that same game, Barry Bonds hit his 49th home run of the season. He was the fastest player ever to get to that mark. 2-1 is a ground ball foul up the third baseline. 2-2. Griffey, of course, would not go on to break the all-time home run record. Barry Bonds would. Griff, similar to what Mike Trout is going through right now, dealt with so many injuries and only played over 140 games twice after that 2001 season. 2-2. There's a fly ball lifted down the left field line, and he hooked it foul. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. That was over his next 10 seasons. He only played over 140 games twice. Looks like that's what we're dealing with Mike Trout right now. Griffey ended his career with 630 home runs. Mike Trout sitting at 378 right now through 14 seasons. 2-2. Chopper foul up the third baseline, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barry Bonds on the other side, of course, went on to break the single-season home run record in 2001 with 73. It's a record that still stands. And most home runs in Major League history overall as well. 2-2. That's outside. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Here's the stretch by Ellinge and the 3-2 pitch on the way to Freeman. Swing and a miss, got him. Elevated the fastball and Freeman strikes out. One away. Gabby Ortiz stands in now for the Riders. Four nothing lead for the Riders. Ortiz walked back in the sixth. He's 0-for-2. Here's the right-hander's pitch. And it's up and in, and it's 1 ball and 0 strikes. The offering home. Here's a line shot down the right field line. It drops in fair and rolls all the way into the corner off the fence. Bolte digs it out, fires it back in, but Ortiz is in there with a stand-up double. Abby Ortiz with this his second hit in his last 31 at-bats, but he'll certainly take it. A double down the right field line. And with one out here in the eighth inning, Ortiz is at second base for Zavala. That ball was roped down the line. 108 miles an hour off the bat. Zavala, left-handed batter, 0 for 3 today. Reached on an air back in the first inning and the first pitch home. Line foul under the netting above the Riders' dugout on the left side, 0-1. Four runs on seven hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. Midland, no runs on six hits and three errors defensively. Here's the look in. And the stretch by the right-hander. He pitches. Fastball is high. Throw to second on the back pick, not in time. It's one ball and one strike. Full side shift on the infield for Zavala. Pitch in. There's a high fly ball into center field. Perez jogging in. He calls everyone off and makes the grab. Two outs. Cooper Johnson stepping in now. Johnson, a right-handed batter. The pitch. That's outside. One ball and no strikes. I'm talking about Barry Bonds and Ken Griffey Jr. The pitching coach for Midland is Paul Abbott. And he could certainly tell you how good those two players were. Abbott pitched against both of them. The 1-0. That's low and outside. It's two balls and no strikes. And also was a teammate of Griffey's in 1998 and 1999 with the Mariners. Got to see firsthand the magic that was him in the late 90s. Here's the offering in, and that's at the top of the zone, a strike, and it's 2-1. Abbott faced Barry Bonds as well as a member of the Mariners in 2001, and Bonds homered against him in the first inning. That was Paul Abbott's best season of his career. 2-1. That's outside. It's three balls and one strike. Abbott went 17-4 that year for the Mariners, a 4.25 ERA. Made 28 appearances, 27 starts that season. Pitched 11 years in the big leagues. Offering in. There's a strike on the outside corner. 3-2 on Johnson with two outs and a runner at second in the eighth inning. 4-0 Frisco. And two. Johnson stands back in for the right side. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him. Struck him out with a high fastball. Johnson down on strikes. Ryder is turned away in the eighth. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Rough Riders a 4-0 lead on this Friday night on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd, as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Home half of the eighth inning, the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Frisco dominating this one tonight, winning by a score of 4-0. Seth Clark takes over for Ricky DeVito on the mound. Jordan Groshans leads it off, 8-9-1 duo. Here's the stretch from Clark in the first pitch. There's a high pop-up on the infield. Ortiz into foul ground, going towards the dugout, and he stops just shy of the warning track, makes the catch. Pop-out to the first baseman for Groshans in foul territory, and Junior Perez stands in. Perez, right-handed batter. Pitch in. That's down and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Clark, the left-handed pitcher, readies and fires. That's high. Two balls and no strikes on Perez. Clark came in a couple of nights ago, striking out the side. He readies again in the pitch. Up and outside, three balls and no strikes, falling behind. An opportunity to work back into it here. The pitch. That's down and in. Ball four, so a four-pitch walk to Perez with one out, a base runner for Midland. Jason Rosario bats now for the left side. Stretch, and the offering home. It's on the inside corner, a strike, it's 0-1. Well, just to close the book on Paul Abbott, what we were talking about with him facing Barry Bonds. Boy, did he face Barry Bonds. Here's the stretch of the pitch. There's a line drive into left field. It sinks down for a base hit the opposite way. Rosario with the hit. And there are runners at first and second. One out here in the eighth inning for Midland. Riders leading 4-0. Abbott faced Bonds six times in his career. And Bonds went 4-for-6 against him with two singles, a homer, and a triple. Abbott struck him out once. That's pretty good. Here's the stretch in the pitch. Malone takes up and away, one ball and no strikes. It's a pretty darn good hitter in the after phase. Clark readies, and he brings it. It's up and away. Two balls and no strikes. Big scoring opportunity, the best scoring opportunity for the Rockhounds since the second inning. 2-0. High, and it's three balls and no strikes. Malone tripled in the first, and the 3-0 is down and in. Ball four, another four-pitch walk. The bases are now loaded. And here's Henry Bolte. John Goble emerges from the Rough Riders dugout for the first time tonight. He'll go chat with the left-hander. Clark running into the first trouble by any Rough Riders pitcher since that second inning when Eurybio Angeles and Brian Buelvas had back-to-back singles, but then Jordan Groshans flew out to center and Junior Perez struck out against Rocker, so really no harm done. Bases loaded, one out. Bolte is 0 for 3 today. And here Clark, he wants something hard on the ground right at a defender and get a double play for the third straight inning. The pitch. Breaking ball, strike in the inside corner. It's 0-1. Both teams with 7 hits tonight. Clark, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Up and outside. It's 0-2. Rough Riders a double play depth up the middle. And the pitch home. Just off the outside corner. One ball and two strikes. Clark stretches, and he brings it in. Inside corner, got him looking. Clark picks up the strikeout, two down. Big K, here's Daniel Susak. Susak 1 for 3 today with a single in the seventh. Bases loaded, two down. Bottom of the eighth inning, the pitch. Down in the dirt, Johnson blocks, 1-0. Tying run at the plate in Susak, who has 7 homers this season. Game 4 of this 6-game series, Riders trying to take home their first W. Here's the 1-0. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. A breaking ball from Clark. Susak's younger brother was just drafted by the Rangers organization. The pitch. That's down and in, 2-1. And he was just actually promoted up to down east. Here's the stretch, and the left-hander pitches home. Swinging a grounder foul to the left side. It's 2-2. Taco Susak. Here's the stretch, and now Johnson calls time, and he'll go out and chat with his left-hander. Daniel Susak, who is a Golden Spikes Award finalist at the University of Arizona himself back in 2022. Stands back in from the right side. Clark's pitch. Breaking ball is high. 3 balls and 2 strikes and 1 bad pitch away from walking in a run. 3-2 with 2 outs. The runners will be on the move here. Clark trying to buckle down and preserve the shutout. 3-2. There's a line drive to the right field, right at Hatcher. He's there to make the catch. Josh Hatcher's got it chest high, and the inning is over. Seth Clark plays with fire, but it doesn't burn him. Bases left loaded. Top of the ninth inning next. Riders lead it 4-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third base line in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tucker Mitchell to lead it off against Ryan Cusick, the new right-hander. Top of the ninth inning, Frisco leading 4-0. Rough Riders trying to win their first game out of the four in this series. 8-9-1 due up. Mitchell standing in from the right side. 0-3 today with a couple of strikeouts. Cusick, the tall right-hander, standing at 6'6". He brings it home. There's a chopper weakly hit down the third baseline. Groshans has got it, flicks it onto first and gets him. One away on the first pitch. That brings Caber Rodriguez to the plate. Rodriguez 1-3 with a single back in the fifth inning. If you're just joining us, the Riders put up three runs in the top of the first inning. And then added a run in the seventh inning on a sacrifice fly. Cusick, a deep breath, he offers home. That's on the outside corner for strike one. It's 0-1. Riders losing 4-1 in the first two games of this series, and then lost 8-5 yesterday. The pitch. Rodriguez pokes at it, flies it into right field, and Bolte's right there. He makes the catch. There's a pitch off the outside corner, and he's kind of threw the bat head at. With two up, two down, top of the ninth inning. Alejandro Osuna stands in now. Osuna at the top of the card. Fifth time through. He's 2-3 today with a single, double, and a walk. First pitch. Takes up and outside, 1-0. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds will play game number 5 of this series tomorrow. It's Winston Santos who gets the ball for the Riders. 2-2 with a 6.64 ERA. 1-0 outside, 2-0. Jake Walkinshaw goes for the A's affiliate. He's 1-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Top of the zone, a strike to Osuna, and it's 2-1. That game will be played at 7 o'clock. We'll have your coverage beginning here at 6:45. Hope you can join us or some Saturday night baseball. 2-1. That's right down the middle for strike two. 2-2. Looks like the Rough Riders are going to stick with Clark in the bottom of the ninth inning tonight. Non-save situation for him. Osuna climbs back in. And Cusick, a deep breath, shoulders up and down, the 2-2. That's high. 3 balls, 2 strikes on the Riders center fielder. What turned out to be a very pleasant night for baseball. Darkness is all around us with the lights taking effect here at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Here in the Permian Basin in West Texas. Payoff pitch. Osuna takes outside, ball four. Second walk he's taken today. Max Acosta takes his turn now. Rough Riders a 4-0 advantage here in the top of the ninth inning. Acosta 2-for-3 with a double, a single, a run scored, a sack fly. He's had a nice night at the plate, extending his hitting streak to 8 games with that first inning single. And Cusick steps off. Wants a redo of the signs. The right-hander Cusick, a former starter, has been moved to the bullpen. The 24-year-old, he brings it home. A check swing, and it's a strike in the inside corner, 0-1. Right-hander out of Wake Forest, a former first-round pick by the Braves, came over in the Matt Olson deal. Olson, of course, has had a wonderful career resurgence last year. He's taken a step back this year, though, on the pitches outside. 1-1, 1-strike. A former Midland Rockhound himself. Olson hitting just .227 this season with 18 homers after leading all of baseball with 54 homers and 139 runs batted in last year. The pitch is a ground ball through the right side. It's into right field for a hit. Osuna hits second. He stops right there. And the Rough Riders have runners at first and second base with two down here in the ninth inning. Josh Hatcher, the batter now for the Riders. He's 1-for-4 with a single, picking up an RBI in the first inning, and then he struck out 3 times since. Riders leading it 4-0 here in the top of the ninth inning. Susak goes out and has a chat with Cusick. Olson was good his first year with Atlanta. Hit 34 homers at a .120 OPS plus, but an incredible season. Finished fourth in the MVP voting last year, but this season has taken a massive step back. It's the worst season of his career. He's been a below-average hitter, in fact, by OPS plus at just 97. Here's the stretch and the offering in to Josh Hatcher. That's up and away, 1-0. For those of you who don't know, some may, but OPS Plus, it essentially takes your park factor into consideration. If you play at a very hitter-friendly park, your hits don't count for as much, and vice versa for a pitcher-friendly park. And then it normalizes it where average is 100, the pitch. That's inside, it's 2-0. So if you have a 101 OPS Plus, it means you have an OPS Plus 1% higher than average. So anything below that is below average, and he's at 97 right now, so just below average. And last year he had a 163 OPS plus, 63% better than average, which is MVP caliber. 2-0, a swing and a miss by Hatcher, and it's 2-1. But Olson has a good opportunity to just get back into the player that he was last year as he signed through 2029 with the Braves. $168 million deal. The pitch inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. Osuna at second, Acosta at first here in the top of the ninth inning. Hatcher pinwheels the bat once out towards the hill, locks the bat over his left shoulder. 3-1. Inside, ball four. So two walks and a single load the bases here in the top of the ninth inning, just like they did for the Rockhounds in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Cody Freeman has a chance for his first hit of the day to pad this lead. Paul Abbott exits the dugout. The pitching coach will go chat with Cusick. He's the fourth pitcher used by the Rockhounds tonight. Mason Barnett got the start. He went 4 1/3. Colton Johnson then went 2 2/3. Or actually went, 2 2/3. Then Seth Elledge and then Ryan Cusick. On the other side for the Rough Riders, it was Kamar Rocker who stole the show today. Four shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. He walked 3. Andy Rodriguez then went 2 innings. Ricky DeVito an inning. And now Seth Clark has scored this 8th. He'll be coming back out for the 9th more than likely. And actually, just as we say that, there's some action out of the Rough Riders bullpen now. It wasn't earlier. It's Skyler Hales who's loosening. So Freeman stands in from the right side. Bases loaded full of Rough Riders here in the top of the 9th inning. Leading 4-0. And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball, topped on 2 hops to second base. Angeles has got it, and he throws on to first to retire Freeman. The inning is over. We go to the bottom of the 9th inning. Riders leading 4-0. And the Rough Riders going for their first win of the series. We come back with Skyler Hales on the mound of the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Skyler Hales, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders, the fifth pitcher Frisco has turned to tonight. As Frisco looks to preserve this shutout and win it, they currently lead 4-0. Jack Winkler, Arebial Angeles, and Brian Buelvas, the 3-2 up, 5, 6, and 7 in the order for Midland. Winkler 0-3 today, sauntering to the plate. The Rockhounds, no runs on 7 hits tonight. They're 0-7 with runners in scoring position. And the first pitch rides inside, 1-0. On a fastball at 94 from Hales. The Rough Riders are just 1-11 with runners in scoring position tonight. They've been helped out by a few errors. 1-0. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed batting Winkler, the shortstop. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good slider away. 1-2. Winkler playing in his 100th game of the season this year in Midland's 106th. He's been a mainstay in the order. He's seen the fourth most pitches this season in the Texas League. The offering. That's on the outside corner. Strike 3 called. Winkler down on strikes, and Skylar Hales has his first strikeout. Comes on just four pitches. Rough Riders pitching staff with 11 strikeouts tonight. Eurybio Angeles stands in. He's 2-for-3 today. The pitch. Swinging a ground ball, topped up the middle. Acosta charges, picks, throws sidearm off balance over to first, and it's in time. Two outs. Ryan Wellboss takes his turn now. Four nothing Riders, two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Wellboss 1-for-3. Infield single. Hales fires. Slider inside, 1-0. Non-save situation for the right-hander out of Reno, Nevada. He's been good this season in limited time with the Riders so far. He kicks home. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, 1-1. The 22-year-old with the Rough Riders, a 2.30 ERA. The pitch. In the air, foul down the right side, 1-2. One strike away from a win tonight. Hales readies. 1-2. Check swing on a high fastball. He went. Strike three. Riders win it. Skylar Hales locks it down, and the Riders have their 10th shutout win this season. Kamar Rocker, fantastic with 8 strikeouts over 4 innings. And Andy Rodriguez, Ricky DeVito, Seth Clark, and Skylar Hales combined for the shutout. Frisco wins it 4-0. We'll break it down in the postgame show on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
We welcome you back to Midland as the Rough Riders win this one by a final score of 4-0. Frisco, a dominant pitching performance tonight as they win it in front of 3,673 here in Midland. The winning pitcher tonight, Andy Rodriguez for the Rough Riders. The loser on the other side, Mason Barnett. And no save today for the Rough Riders as they won it by that score of 4-0. On the offensive side, the Riders got on the board early in the first inning with 3 runs. Alejandro Osuna and Max Acosta began the game with back-to-back singles before Hatcher, right after them, singled into right field, driving in Osuna, and then the ball got under Henry Bolte's glove in right field, and that allowed Acosta to score as well and Hatcher to go to third. Abimelech Ortiz then grounded a ball over to first base, allowing Hatcher to score, and the Riders led it 3-0, and they would boost that lead in the seventh inning on a Max Acosta sack fly. So 4-0 win for the Riders as they go to 66-40 and 22-15 overall It is also their 50th win. They're now 50-26 against Southern Division opponents this season in the Texas League South. So really impressive stuff for Frisco. They'll look to keep it going tomorrow, and we'll tell you more about that game tomorrow and also set you up for what happened in the Texas League with all of our scoreboard action as we continue our coverage here on the postgame show. More to come after this 4-0 win for the Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Midland one final time and into Momentum Bank Ballpark. Riders win it by a final score of 4-0 over the Rockhounds. And let's take a look at the scoreboard around the Texas League. The Rough Riders are one of three games that are finished right now. Arkansas, they win it 2-1 over Tulsa. That game is finalized, while Corpus Christi, a 4-1 win over Wichita. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Springfield and San Antonio doing battle. San Antonio leading 9-0 over the Cardinals on the road. While they're in the top of the 10th inning, Amarillo and Northwest Arkansas tied at 5 apiece. As for the Rangers affiliates at the big league level, it was a rainout in New York. They will have two games tomorrow in a doubleheader. And it looks like Nathan Eovaldi will start game one and Cody Bradford will start game two, as that's game 1 and 2 of the 6-game road trip in Boston and New York for the Rangers. So the doubleheader tomorrow, and the first game will start at noon and 12:05 in the Bronx. As for the rest of the affiliates at the AAA level, Round Rock currently leading 6-3 over Oklahoma City on the road north of us in Oklahoma. The Express got the start from Adrian Sampson, who went 4 2/3 innings. Aiden Anderson has thrown a 2 1/3 perfect innings out of the bullpen so far for the Express. While on the offensive side, Franier Chavez has another double. He continues to rake up at the AAA level. Justin Foscue has doubled as well. And the Express scoring their 6 runs, in part thanks to Kellen Strom with an RBI single. And he also has driven in another run on a sacrifice fly. So good to see Kellen Strom putting up big numbers up in AAA. They lead it 6-3 that game in the top of the 8th inning. At the high A level, Hickory and Aberdeen, a short game due to rain, just 5 innings. Aberdeen wins it over Hickory 5-1. And a doubleheader in Down East, Myrtle Beach and Down East, a 3-2 win for Myrtle in game 1. And then Down East took down the Pelicans 7-1. In the second game of that doubleheader, as they're dealing with a hurricane out there in North Carolina, so having a tough time getting those games in, but Down East able to get the 2 in today, and they will hopefully be able to finish it out over the next couple days as well, as Hickory will have a doubleheader as a makeup of the game that was supposed to be game 2 of the doubleheader today, and that'll be played tomorrow. So a lot of action going on in the Rangers affiliates. We'll have game 5 of this series tomorrow between the Rough Riders and the Rockhounds. Winston Santos will take the ball for Frisco. He's 2-2 with a 6.64 ERA. Jake Walkinshaw starts for Midland, 1-1, a 4.50 ERA. 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. We'll begin your coverage at 6:45 with our pregame show, and we hope you can join us. That's going to do it for us tonight. The Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Rough Riders win it 4-0. They take the first game of the 4 in this series, And we will hope that they can get their second tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 6:45 for tomorrow's ball game. But until then, Zach Bigley saying have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!